It's Tuesday, February 25, 2025.
Mountain glaciers are melting more than twice as rapidly as in the early 2000s.
World glaciers are melting faster than ever. World sea ice also plummeting to record lows. Plus, Trump administration is dismantling critical climate and disaster aid programs.
Excellent timing. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BrandBlog.com. I'm Brand Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
It's like we're a giant garbage can.
How dare you? If anything, America is a recycling bin. Useless and made almost entirely of plastic.
There you go. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, so everything is falling apart. Everything is melting. All the seas are rising. And we're doing the opposite of what we should be doing about it.
Yes, funny that, isn't it?
Hilarious.
Well, first off, the world's glaciers are melting at record speed, and the rate itself is accelerating. A massive, comprehensive new study in the journal Nature has found mountain glaciers are melting more than twice as rapidly as they did in the early 2000s due to rising global temperatures caused by the burning of fossil fuels. Glaciers in the Alps lost more than anywhere else, shrinking by nearly 40% since 2000. Melting glaciers are a major contributor to rising sea levels, according to glaciologist Jack Kohler on CBS News.
If you live in Florida, you're seeing the effect of sea level rise already. There's very high tides, which are not caused by any storms or anything. It's just a daily occurrence. And this is because sea level is inexorably rising and glaciers are contributing very significantly to that.
The world's sea ice extent also plummeted to new record lows this month, surpassing the previous lowest record set just last year. Both the Arctic and the Antarctic are experiencing unusually warm conditions. At the North Pole, temperatures are more than 35 degrees warmer than normal.
What, 35 degrees warmer
yes,
than normal?
Fahrenheit. That is slowing the formation of sea ice. And at the South Pole, unusually warm temperatures triggered a massive melt across the region. The new record low for sea ice follows last month being the hottest January ever recorded and 2024 setting a new record for the hottest year ever recorded.
Things are going great.
In Europe, Germany's center-right conservative party won the general election in that nation over the weekend, limiting gains by the anti-climate far-right extremist party to...
You mean the neo-Nazis?
Yes. AP reports climate experts are hopeful that Germany's new government will remain committed to the nation's prior climate targets to slash its planet-warming emissions and expand its renewable energy industries. Here in the U.S., the Trump administration is virtually eliminating the office that funds reconstruction after the nation's largest disasters. Leaked documents show that the administration plans to cut the staff of the Office of Community Planning and Development by 84%, which experts say is likely to slow the distribution of recovery money to North Carolina and California and other places experiencing recent disasters and will severely hamper rebuilding after future hurricanes, wildfires, and other disasters made worse by climate change.
Making America great again.
The Trump administration has also ordered FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, to stop its work developing stronger building codes for disasters that help homes survive hurricanes, wildfires, and earthquakes. FEMA will also rescind all recommendations that its experts have already submitted, according to NPR. And although the agency faces chronic understaffing during major disasters, FEMA just fired more than 200 employees, including those deployed during disasters. A move that disaster experts say will leave the agency less prepared for hurricane and wildfire season this summer.
Making America disastrous again.
And finally, as part of Donald Trump's agenda to roll back progress on electric vehicles and clean energy, The Trump White House has ordered the General Services Administration, which oversees the federal government's buildings, to disconnect all 8,000 of its electric vehicle charging stations across the nation, taking those charging stations out of service, and the power to those stations will be turned off so that no one can ever use them.
These are charging stations that are already in place at federal facilities. They're already working, and the Trump administration says, turn them off.
Right. And removing non-Tesla electric car infrastructure is a gift to Elon Musk.
What about all of those electric cars that federal workers use?
Those will all be sold off.
Well, that's efficiency for you. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Stupid boy.